Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Friday. Kyle Bruston Northman across ESPN Wisconsin, less than 1 week away from the NFL draft. My name is Ben Brust alongside Packer backer Kyle Wallace.
Yeah, we geeked up, man. We ready.
Super Bowl 50 runner-up Brad Northman.
NFL draft, Milwaukee Bucks playoffs, big week upcoming.
No Alex Strofe. He is still off moving to a two-apartment bedroom three blocks away from his current two-apartment bedroom.
He popped in this morning.
He
Full energy.
Yeah, I mean, he was off a day, and I guarantee he had a five-minute conversation with every single person possible.
Oh, my gosh. He couldn't keep himself straight because he's, like, halfway off. He's like, I'm like a cat. I'm moving everywhere.
You know, I feel like he lacked that social outlet that he normally needs, right? He was just grinding.
He had to do manual labor, something he's never done in his life.
Yeah, he called into the show yesterday. He's bopping around in the office today.
He texted us after the show yesterday.
He needs, like, that social outlet. He's like a puppy dog, right? He just needs some love and affection.
An ugly puppy dog.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I mean, it's unnecessary, Kyle.
That's a straight shot.
Is it factual?
Well, we have part-time Will back in the fold. Will, after your C-plus performance overall yesterday, looking
C-plus.
It's like my GPA right now, so, I mean, fitting.
That's
fitting.
All right. I mean, hey, it's okay. You going to get the degree?
C's get degrees, yeah.
Damn right they do. I don't know anything about that, but.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Any D's in there?
Never a D.
Oh, good on
Never.
You. Mm, can't yeah. say the same. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. See us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And of course, Brad Northman comes up with problems that aren't problems, but somehow it's a problem. You have friends. That's a good thing, right? You got some friends?
Great friends. Love my friends. I love my friends.
Oh, but.
I love my friends. But, you know, we're going to get together tonight, right? It's like four couples. We're going to end up, four or five. We're going to end up getting together. And there's a big group thread, particularly because someone's, you know, in town that's usually out of town. So we're like, okay, let's take advantage. Let's see everyone tonight. Great. I'm excited. But, you know, ideas are being thrown around about what what should we do, all this kind of stuff. I don't know, guys. I mean, it's tough to land on something that's agreeable for me because, you know, the idea of going out to dinner is thrown around. Okay, well, going out to dinner, it's rigid, it's structured, it's expensive. I mean, it is expensive
nowadays to go out to eat.
I mean, so that's one thing.
I just would like to qualify, you are listening to a cheap Brad Northman and a frugal Kyle Wallace.
Yeah, right. People like to split the whole table bill instead, so they buy the expensive steak, but you got to pay for their steak.
No,
I hate that.
That's an interesting thing because usually with a big group, it is like it's too complicated to individual tabs.
No,
so we'll just do the entire bill, split it, but we got everyone ordering drinks and appetizers.
The way
and
that,
like
that I've done this, and maybe it's not as fiscally responsible as you guys, is I'd like to think that if I'm with my best friends and I'm with people I care about, that if I split the bill down the middle, it's all going to make its way around. It's just like, it just makes life easier. Mm-hmm. Hey, I appreciate you. You appreciate me, but you guys look at money like it is the gold object of your entire life.
Yeah,
it,
you're the one
money
having the shots and extra drinks and running up
money
a 40.
Money is an idol to you guys.
Yeah, because you're the guy that comes up. He's the one that actually spent $80 and I spent $40, but now I'm paying $70 because of him.
No, the
just
other
like
day,
that's
I went,
the problem.
The other day, I went out to dinner with Greg Scalzo, his wife, and their two kids, and we had our daughter. Greg Scalzo, market manager of Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, has been on these airwaves before, and he got the ribeye. He got the most expensive item.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, No, we're not. Like, he's like, no, you know this, Greg. We do the thing, we split the thing, and it all evens each other out at the end of the day. That is trust and just.
It's a problem, Kyle.
In trust in society and trust in friendships that it's all going to come back around.
Hey,
so you're complaining
about. There's takers, Kyle.
You've now complained about going out to dinner.
So, yeah, so going out to dinner is
expensive.
You're going to
complain about two other scenarios. So I think you're just. I think you should just stay home and just eat ice cream.
Well, because the other. Well, that sounds really lovely. The other scenario is, you know, somebody else hosts at their home, or maybe the Norman Estate hosts. But you know the problem with that is it might be significantly cheaper, but there's no like determined end time. It's hard to leave. And so then now I'm sacrificing sleep, potentially a lot of sleep when I love my sleep. I love my sleep, guys. So I don't know. I'm at a crossroads here.
And if you go somewhere else, it's going to be too late for you to drive back to the estate.
And the ultimate might be, hey, let's go to dinner first and then go to somebody else's house. Now you're talking about a little bit of coin out of the Nortman wallet, and you're talking about a little bit of sleep out of the Nortman sleep bank. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm probably going to just let whoever do what they want to do, I'll probably join. But I'm going to be gritting my teeth a little bit, thinking like, man.
So just don't do anything. You sound like you're already complaining about a night out with your friends.
But
do your friends know that you're like this much of a high maintenance friend?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gosh, that's they still
good.
Keep you around?
Good.
Yeah,
good.
It's just because they love me. You got to keep expectations.
I'm
you
so
be yourself.
Glad that we don't hang out outside of work.
Me too, because the way this sounds like I'll be paying for a lot of your meals.
Yeah,
no, it
Ben goes out with us, I'll
with
get the ribeye, I'll get the nice drink.
At this point, Kyle, if anything, I'd offered as many things as you wanted at the Panthers game that you were together, and you were like,
I said, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
But like, I'm willing and not looking for anything in return if I do buy you a drink.
If we went out 10 times in a year and you offered me all these times and I never once said, Ben, you want me to get you? You would be like, I mean, every single time we go out, I'm always
offering. Well, after 10 times, that's fine. But after 5 times, I'm still not even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. It's a drink. And you're someone that I care about, so I'm willing to do that. I don't care. But you guys are always thinking about the scratch in your pocket.
Ben, you don't know
there's
what
the
budget
is. There's just got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way.
100% is a better way. The better way is, let me look at the receipt. I got this. You got that. We got this. Our bill together is about $40. Here's the $40.
And I like this on the Carbless Talking text line from Chris. If your friends abuse the bill splitting, maybe don't invite them next time. I've never had issues with my friend group and bill splitting. And I think if you actually end up having a problem with the bill splitting, you're not good enough friends if you're not able to have a conversation. Say every time that we go out, you guys are always ordering the most and we're splitting the bill, and that's not fair.
But even if you
but
don't
you're
bill
passive
split,
aggressive even and then if you split the bill and then you complain about it to Lexi at home, and around and around we go.
Even if you don't bill split and you will just take it, the Nortmans are here and a couple X is there, a couple Y is there, it's still expensive. It's still more expensive, significantly more expensive.
Again,
I'd rather just go to someone else's home.
Don't you be counting his pockets.
That's a locker room rule, Ben. Don't talk about someone else's money.
Come on, it's a locker room rule as everyone goes around with their first check after taxes and compares it to each other's.
Well, that's just the way they pay, dude.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
they need to understand where that money's going. They say, wait a minute, this is half of what I thought it would be.
This is Don, you're my kindred spirit of KBN Nation.
Poor
it absolutely
Don.
Is. Good Lord.
Don.
How does one have fun if there's this much to analyze? You're analyzing a night out on a Friday.
Yeah.
Like, relax and enjoy your Friday.
Nah. See, I don't know.
I'm so stressed thinking about the way that you're approaching a night out.
Be the same guy.
Like, relax.
I pride myself on
like,
being the
right
same
now,
guy.
Right now, you are so tensed. You're like you're nervous about
hanging out
friends.
No, I'm ready to have
friends.
Fun. I'm ready to have
chill.
Fun.
He's trying to figure it out.
Does that guy sound like a guy who's ready to have fun?
Yeah.
No, I mean, for me and my friends, my expenses are vastly different, but we're always under the impression we're good enough friends to where it doesn't matter.
It's no reflection of the friendship.
Thank you.
It really does.
A trust of friendship.
It's so true.
Those friends won't be your friends 5 years from now.
No,
these are your college friends.
I think they're true friends.
Friends that lack awareness.
Exactly.
They lack awareness.
Exactly. He doesn't know how to save money. Will's
you think they're
broke.
Mooching off me?
No, you're all broke. That's probably the damn
problem. Exactly.
You're all broke.
And they look forward to growing their careers together, and then one day, one will just pick up the tab because they want to help each other out. Like,
exactly.
It's just the way the circle of life goes.
I think the most important thing for Bradley here is, Brad, are you hungry? Are you really hungry tonight?
Yeah, sure.
If you're really hungry.
I don't know what that means.
Are you really hungry?
I feel like I'm walking into
something. I feel like I get hungry around 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
if you're like, hungry, I have my protein bar.
If you're hungry, you have a taste for maybe somebody to serve you a nice dinner, then you probably choose the dinner.
Yeah.
If you're not that hungry and maybe you just feel like chilling and relaxing, then you go do the house party. That's what you do. But you have to have a time and an excuse of why you have to leave. Build in the excuse on why you have to leave. Always got to have a
Kyle,
key to leave.
Kyle's thinking ahead. See, you're a very intentional man. I appreciate that, yeah. Kyle Wallace. Very smart.
Bill, yesterday I went to a great event. They were raising a lot of money, but 8 o'clock means 8 o'clock. They said it's going to end at 8 to get to 8:10. I'm like, wait a minute. They're trying to get to appeal.
How early do you start working in the excuse?
I already knew. Hey, baby girl's been gone for multiple days. I got to go. I haven't seen her in 3 days.
So right when you arrived, you declare when you leave?
Oh, I said 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock means 8 o'clock, and I waited a couple extra minutes because you can't leave when they're trying to appeal for money right away. But when the appeal lasts more than 15 minutes.
Now, on the
Carbless
Talking text line, Chris chimes in that, Ben, you have to see that this analysis is the fun part for Brad.
It kind of is fun.
If that's fun, then I never want to hang out with you if that's what the version of fun is. Analyzing how I'm going to spend a night. Like, enjoy
it all
night.
Matters.
Go
it
in,
all matters.
Go in with an expectation of just like, you know what? This is going to be a great night with my friends, and I don't care if we're at my place, their place, or out.
What are you, 20?
The opportunity to get together is something I cherish.
Our friendship goes so deep that it doesn't matter the area. It doesn't matter if we go out to eat. It doesn't matter if we're at someone else's house. We've already been there, done that across decades of friendship.
Decades.
So I can be choosy with how I want to do it because we've already done all that. We've vacationed. We've done all the whole thing. So it's like, well, you know what?
Cool his what? Ass, by the way.
No, yeah. This is cool. You know, Brad. You
so like, so like, our like friendship isn't guy, dictated on an outside circumstance. So if I want to be like, you know what, going out to eat, come on, guys, we don't need to spend that money. Let's just chill and let's make sure.
But
we call it
early
night. But
that's out of your self-interest.
No, Brad, they all want it too.
Brad,
I will
see,
that.
Now you're
they
projecting your
to.
Thoughts no, onto your no, friends. Brad knows his friends. See, Brad, see, that's a real friendship. I'm going to tell you this right now. Well, that's a real friendship. We can tell your friends, y'all tripping. I told my friends the same thing yesterday.
It's amazing to me that Will has more maturity.
No, you think like a 21-year-old. No,
yeah,
I'm not sure.
I don't want to align myself with
what's
that kind
the
of thinking.
What's the point of even going out if you're just pre-planning your exit? Like, do you even want
to
go?
Oh, wait till you get to your 30s. You say that now, but when your ass is tired having to do something, you're going to be thinking, what is my exit strategy? I'm telling you, Will,
the exit strategy is fine. The 8 o'clock exit strategy is baffling.
Yeah, if you have that commitment, you just wait until it's over.
No, not at all. No, I have a strategy. When it goes too long, it's too long.
A weeknight, 8 o'clock, totally reasonable.
Thank you.
Weekend, what are we talking?
New
11?
Year's Eve?
I am with the boringest people from 2 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday.
Oh,
we're adults, Ben.
Hush.
We're adults.
It took you a whole week to recover from going to St. Louis.
What are you talking about?
You were exhausted. Oh, I had to watch the baby. Had to watch
I
the
see
baby.
Way
remember,
different circumstances
remember,
than saying I'm going out and staying out till 8 o'clock.
I seem to remember a night when Ben went to Madison, had a couple margaritas. We had a show at Pottawatomie. My man's brain was fried.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what 33 years old looks like.
Did
after
I
a little
show
too
up
much.
And did I complain? No. Was my brain fried? Maybe.
Well, you were leaning over
did
the
you
land?
Have a good time?
I had a great time, Will. And I have memories for the rest of my lifetime instead of, oh, I have to cap myself at 8 o'clock.
We've made our great memories.
I'll take the early memories.
Oh, yeah? Have you?
I mean, I'm telling you, I got
so
great
So you don't
memories.
Want any more? Will, they just said they don't want any more great memories the rest of
that's
their life.
Sad.
They, it's just a
choose.
Sad existence. I don't
want
to live that life.
I don't need any memories past 11 o'clock anymore.
I mean, ain't that true?
No. Yours aren't 11 o'clock. Your guys is 8 and 9 o'clock.
On a weeknight, that's completely reasonable. Weekend, 10, 11. I don't need any memories past that.
I cannot wait till he has his bachelor party. When he comes back from his bachelor party, and I believe they may be 2 hours.
A bachelor party is a one-time thing.
Not a great example, Kyle.
No, just listen. On Monday, are you working that Monday after or no?
These two clowns are going to be grumpy old men. I agree on the Carbless Talking Text sign. What'd you say?
Are you coming back to Monday? Are you working the Monday after your bachelor?
I am working the Monday.
He's going to have bags under his eyes.
Oh, Kyle.
Who cares what I look like as long as I show up and do what's expected
of
me?
He's going to be saying the wrong thing, sounding dumb. I'm telling you.
And guess what? All of you will hold me accountable and laugh at me, and I'm okay with that.
You like to get poor performances, huh?
Sometimes poor performance can lead to great performances for the whole unity of the show.
You are
that makes no sense.
It's stupid.
Will,
it's
very stupid. No, Will, you want to hang out tonight?
You are
Let's
setting.
Do it.
No, honestly,
you guys enjoy staying up till 2 a.m.
Yeah,
that sounds
we,
like
we
a
can
great
play
time.
Video
sounds
games. We can do whatever.
Will, I want you to save this. I want you to save this. And this is 2025 right now. When we get to 2035, I want to play this segment for you again because we'll be around. You'll be around, and I guarantee you, you'll say, "I now understand what Kyle and Brad are talking about." He's different. I just want you to understand this guy is different. So he's not normal.
Yeah.
We're normal. He's not normal. So yeah, you sound cool now, but just wait, Will. You're a decade away from understanding what we're talking about.
If my friend said, we're hanging out tonight, but only if you stay up till 1 a.m., I'll say, I'm passing.
Here's the thing. I don't put, like, it has to be this. I let the night play out. And trust me, there are a million times where my fiance and I have a babysitter and we're like, we're just not feeling the staying out. Let's go home. Like, but the fact that you guys cap a certain time every time you go out is just a fascinating concept.
Boundaries.
Literally, you don't want to make memories.
Boundaries.
It's like working a shift. Six to ten.
Those who fail to prepare to fail. And you're setting young Will up to be prepared.
We're talking about social lives, not a business plan.
There's limits. There's limits to all these things. It's absurd to have a no end time.
Brad
Crazy.
Nortman, 35 or AARP member.
Oh, sounds kind of nice. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sure it does.
The early bird special. Get that like 4:30 dinner.
I actually can't wait for the Bucks to play one of those weeknights. I think it's a weeknight for Brad. The Bucks play at 8:30 on Sunday. As part of your job, you have to stay up and watch the whole thing. So
I'll watch the highlights.
What if Giannis hits a six shot after 11 p.m.? No new memories?
No social media for ESPN Milwaukee. Good sleep for Brad. Doesn't care about the fans. Doesn't care about KBN Nation. Just cares about his sleep.
If Giannis is hitting a six shot, they're more concerned about Giannis than they and me. They record these things.
Right.
They record. I'll see it the next morning. Giannis, good work. Proud of you. I'll catch you in the morning.
Really, right, really great commitment for a guy who's betting the series price of the Bucks to beat the Pacers. Also has an NBA Finals future. Clearly, he cares a lot about the Bucks and knows a lot about them and is really invested in them.
Brad, you are just an incredible human being. You know that?
Thanks,
you
Kyle.
You really are. You just got it all. Smart guy.
Part-time Will hanging out with you. Two buffoons, Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman, hanging out. Planning their exit strategy to every event they go to, creating no lifelong memories beyond the age of 30. You, KBN Nation, hopefully more Team Will and Team Ben. Probably a minority of you are Team Kyle and Team Brad. That's cool. Do what you got to do. But speaking of the Milwaukee Bucks, is this different? Is this a different energy? Is this like because we haven't seen Giannis? Is this real hope or false hope? Are we fools golding this? I want to know, with less than 24 hours, we're 22 hours away from tip in game one of the Bucks-Pacers. Is this really different than any other year? Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Is one of the things that your girlfriend gets upset with is you interrupting her like this?
Probably. I just complimented you. What the hell?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You heard the big voice guy. You're listening to Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. And your state, your teams, your ESPN, your brand new ESPN Wisconsin app is available. So download the app today for your chance to win an all-inclusive private tailgating experience during day 3 of the draft in Green Bay. Open up the ESPN Wisconsin app, check out that contest tab, and register for your chance to win. It's going to be an unbelievable week. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I can tell you the way that you can have an opportunity to win this in the contest tabs of ESPN Wisconsin's app. You will not be disappointed with the all-inclusive private experience you will get. So download that app, hit the contest tabs. It is worth every second of your time. We are Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman with Will. Part-time Will in for Alex Strofe. Hit us on the Carbless Talk and text line 800-990-3776. And see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, it's been well documented that Brad and Kyle have invested in the Milwaukee Bucks plus 165 to win the series against the Pacers.
Yes, baby.
Brad took it a next step and made a bet with Homer, $20 to win $3,000, and Homer threw another $50 on there, $3,050, if they win the NBA title. Brad might as well hand the $20 over now, but to him, this feels what
not
Brad
a Bucks
do you,
fan.
What? Not a Bucks fan.
Not a
you
Bucks
just said
fan.
You're not going to stay awake for Game 3. Or
yeah,
two.
That's true. The Bucks got it. I'm that much convinced they're going to win.
Oh, yeah. So, what's different, Brad? What's different right now? Giannis What's different about the plus 15,000 odds to win the NBA championship?
I'd be happy. This playoff run does feel different. Guys, remember the last couple of years? Giannis injured, not being able to play at his full strength. When the best player on the face of this earth is healthy and playing his best basketball, you always got a prayer. Now, a little bit of hope was diminished when you heard Dame, probably another top 20, at least, player in the NBA, was out. But with the possibility of him returning, that adds a 1-2 punch that is up there with any in the NBA. Now, I know the Bucks don't have necessarily the depth that the Cavs do, or, you know, some of the recent experience like the Celtics do. But this Bucks team has experience because they still have some of the core of that 2021 championship team. Dame has experience. Giannis, let's not forget that he is still the most dominant player in the NBA when he is healthy and playing like he is. So give me those odds. I do believe that the Milwaukee Bucks, I don't think they should be favorites, but man, they're a sleeping giant of sorts, and all they need to do is be awakened. I think the Indiana Pacers will awaken them because we got a nice little hated rivalry right now with the Indiana Pacers.
I don't want a rivalry with the Pacers. I just want the fact that
unfortunately,
be known that
we're in one.
It's not a rivalry. It's an opportunity to just make right by last year. A rivalry means that the Pacers are going to be the team that the Bucks keep going against
every
year.
You think it means a little bit more with the Pacers?
It means more, but I don't want to use the word rivalry with the Indiana Pacers. I think that's
revenge.
Fair.
Fine. Rivalry turns into revenge.
Okay, I'm good with that.
That's what the Wisconsin, that's what the Milwaukee Bucks are looking to get. But why this feels a little bit different is this. The Milwaukee Bucks had turmoil last year, right? You had the Adrian Griffin situation where they were playing well, but there was something missing, and so they fired him, even though they were like the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, or top three in the Eastern Conference at the time. And then you had Doc Rivers come in. It was just so disjointed. You had the addition of Dame. You had Chris not super being healthy. And this year, yeah, you moved on from Chris Middleton. But it seems like this team has better chemistry. Even though Dame has not played, the Bucks have played very well, and Giannis has done a good job leading this team. But Brad, in a lot of KBN Nation, the big difference that we're seeing is the lack of expectations. The Milwaukee Bucks aren't having a lot of expectations of winning. Even going into last year's playoffs, despite all the stuff they had to go through, we still thought, okay, if Giannis is healthy, we'll be okay. But he was not healthy going into the playoffs. The year before that, again, the Bucks had expectations. This is the first time in a very long time where you're going into an NBA playoffs and nobody is expecting the Milwaukee Bucks to make some magical run. They don't have the pressure of high expectations of hoisting the Larry O'Brien
Trophy.
Do they
have the horses, though?
See, now that's the thing. We're talking about when
expectations are different, but having the horses to do so.
The reason why
story.
They don't have the expectation is because many people believe that they do not have the horses. They don't have enough support around Giannis, but more importantly, it is because Dame is not healthy. If Dame was healthy the last month of the season, right, he didn't get hurt or wasn't out since March 18th, we would probably be talking about something a little bit different with this Milwaukee Bucks team. Can the Milwaukee Bucks win a championship with Dame and Giannis, right? But now we're just putting it all on Giannis. So the Bucks don't have that same expectation, but they're playing very well to end the season. Giannis is playing some of his best basketball he has played of late. That's why everybody is optimistic about what could happen in this series against the Indiana Pacers. That's why I'm optimistic, and that's why I'm excited for tomorrow at noon.
We'll see how optimistic Dirty D is on a Friday. 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talking Text Line list is more. Diana, what do you got in the box?
Hey, Dirty D.
Happy Friday!
Yeah!
Happy Friday,
like
Dirty D.
Happy Friday, happy Friday.
Love that energy.
Come on, Ben, say it.
Anyhow, let's not talk any negativity about my Bucks now. I have hope. I have complete hope.
That's
and Brad, I have tickets. We have tickets to that game at 8:30. I will call on Monday and I will fill you in.
Thanks, Diana. Oh, I knew you'd have my back. Now, you have no problem staying up that late for a game, Diana?
Oh, heck no, and it's the Milwaukee Bucks. Those are my boys.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Look at her. Diana, I don't want to ask you your age, but it's interesting that she's creating memories for things that she cares about and now is doing your job for you.
Well, Dirty Diana, it's KBN Nation as a cumulative team. Thank you, KBN Nation.
So now you're delegating your work to Diana.
Of course.
KBN Nation, let me know what
happens. We are ticket holders.
Oh, Ben? Ticket holders.
800-990-3776. We depend on the KBN Nation on the Carbless Talking Text Line to make sure we're up to date on everything we may have missed.
Do you know our job is to educate KBN Nation
sometimes,
on what's going on?
Sometimes KBN Nation educates us on what's going on.
And that's okay because we are family, and that's what family
we
does.
Are family.
That is what family does.
Well, I think you might be moving into a host chair before you know it.
Yeah, it's looking that way. I'm trending up right now.
KBN Nation can appreciate some beauty sleep.
Stock up for part-time Will.
They get it. They get it.
Oh, man.
You don't feel feel this sense of renewed energy?
Where's your excitement?
My excitement is I do believe that Giannis has the ability to will them to a series victory against the Pacers. I'm 110% on board with that. But outside of that, I have zero expectation for the Milwaukee Bucks to go any further.
Okay, put your money where your mouth is.
What do you want me to do?
Come on, join us.
No, what I'm saying is I am with you guys for the Pacers. I can't put series.
I'm talking, okay, did you put your money on the Bucks to win the series against the Pacers?
Having a feeling and taking emotions out of it.
He don't believe it.
There's hesitation.
You can stop talking now.
It's
$20. Will, you said it's the break.
He don't believe.
Benny's not a believer. He doesn't believe in the Bucks.
I don't believe in anybody on the team outside of Giannis.
I believe in his team. I believe in Giannis that much.
Like, I don't believe in anybody on this team outside of Giannis.
Who's stopping Giannis on the Pacers? You tell me.
Nobody. But who's going to than one player on a court. Isn't a one-on-one matchup.
What about a healthy Bobby bringing back energy?
Yeah, Bobby,
grit.
Who done been through a lot in the last year. Bobby just ready to play basketball.
You guys are giving emotional stories.
They suspended my boy for no reason. It was an accident.
I don't disagree.
What about a healthy Dame? I mean, that's a very great.
But
he's only going to come back if he's actually healthy.
Exactly. And they now have to reintegrate him into the team. There are a lot of pieces.
Did you see what Kyle Kuzma did in the first quarter of that last game against the Pistons G League team?
Kyle Kuzma.
That boy was cooking. He had five threes in the first quarter.
And this Brooke is when Lopez I need KBN Nation splashing. To call in.
All he had to do was get his rhythm.
I need KBN Nation to call in and tell them that they are outside their damn minds.
Mark it. Listen, Kyle's best bet. My best bet is that Kyle Kuzma goes out there and plays a big role tomorrow.
What does that mean?
What quantify that?
Three threes tomorrow.
Three whole
over-under's probably 1.5, and it doesn't even go up to 2.5.
Kyle Kuzma tomorrow is going to score 17-plus points.
All right, 17 points.
All right,
let's do this.
Let's go.
17-plus points for Kyle Kuzma tomorrow. He's going crazy.
Player points on Potawatomi Sportsbook. I happen to be right there.
Going crazy.
Kyle Kuzma, 15? Over 14.5 points plus 120.
Take the over. I guarantee it. Take the over.
I would just like everyone to know Kyle's 0 for his last 7 in placing wagers.
Not no more. Got a break. Listen, I ain't going to lose forever.
Kyle, and I'm yoked with you on this Bucks winning the Series 1. That's already a win in my mind.
Let's go, baby.
He's going to score over 14.
So he's not close to the over-under. You exceeded the expectations based off the sports
book. Move the line.
And now I'd like to see top 3-point score or player threes here. Is Kuzma even going to have... Kyle Kuzma, over 1.5 is plus 116.
Woo!
You can't even get over 2.5 because it might be like plus 500.
I might have to go move. I feel good about Kyle Kuzma.
Kyle, living that
you have two bets that you can get plus money, and you had said he'll score 17. His over-under is 14.5 for plus 120.
Yep.
You said three threes, and he only has to hit two, and it's plus 116. Same game parlay those. I'll let you know the odds, and then you can go do what you said to me.
The last time he left the court, he was cooking last time. That's all. He's a great player. He just needs to see the ball go in the hoop.
Postseason comes alive.
Yeah, comes alive in a postseason this year.
He's going to be eager.
We need somebody.
He hasn't seen it in some time with the Wizards, but last time he was in it, the Los Angeles Lakers, they won a championship.
Kyle Kuzma, over 1.5 threes and over 14.5 points is plus 180.
Oh, I thought it'd be more than that.
It's because it's so likely to happen, Kyle.
Yo, yeah! I'm telling y'all, book it!
Will, if I knew how to produce, I would gladly change seats today.
Why is that? Just to get out of there?
Oh, yeah.
Kyle
and I are on a roll.
Did you check
the difference between believing and using logic and not just emotional reactions?
Will, when we come back, there's a song that you probably don't know about because you're from the terrible state of Illinois. It's called Light It Up, Light It Up. When we come back, I want to hear it. Tim Thomas!
Light it up.
Ray Allen! Irvin Johnson!
That was a great song.
And who's going to win it?
The Bucks!
You got to come back with it, baby. We getting hyped up, baby. This is the pregame!
Coming up next, Light It Up with Will and becoming Willivant. Still workshopping that. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I'm sorry that I don't want to touch Ben's Peter.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
From the Central Division, the team that's swishing, running and dishing, the Bucks on a mission. Cassell and Ray hold it down in the back, while Big Dog and Tim round out the attack. It's the Bucks, talented and tough, what's up?
Come on.
The team from Milwaukee's about to erupt. We got the alley-oop, look away, hyping it up. The Bucks 2000, lighten it up. Ray Allen.
Light it up, light it up. Light it up, light it up.
Thomas.
Light it up, light it up.
So who's gonna win it?
The Bucks, the Bucks.
Light it up, light it up. Come on, y'all. Light it up, light it up. Light it up, light it up.
Who's gonna win it?
The Bucks, the Bucks.
Milwaukee. Milwaukee.
This kind of slaps.
Dude, this was huge in 2000.
Yeah,
huge.
Yeah, that was, I mean, and there's a video too. The video, not too any will.
Dude, I can see it in my mind's eye. The Bucks purple jerseys, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And Tim Thomas, Ray Allen, Glenn Robinson. What
that
a
song
crew.
Is awesome.
No, it's dope. It's dope. Too bad we lost
I
to the
now
Sixers.
Think they just need to do a remix with the current players.
They tried that a couple years ago.
Didn't work?
It was a different version.
Because Green and Growin' is another one that's an old school one. Green and Growin'.
I don't know that
the
one.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh.
How old?
That might have been, 80s, 70s?
Pull that one up, Will. We can play out with that one.
No, hip-hop's taking over. You got to have hip-hop.
I agree. That's why I was like, oh.
It was that folk?
I mean, that had like a...
right, for real. 1960s?
I think it probably was... Definitely pre 2000.
right, left,
right, hook, shot, and good. I think that it gave me fresh Prince of Bel Air vibes. You know what I mean? Like
that sort
of like.
No,
rap
Will,
time.
Will Smith, right? Yeah, bro. Rap Miami time. Probably came
rap
out around
time.
There.
I mean, I couldn't say it any better.
Yeah,
but.
I mean, I'm like no. you, Brad, when it comes to like talking about music.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at it. But that being said, you can play that on the way out because it's not our time to shine. Will, with Strophe out, it's your time to shine on Kyle Bruston Nortman.
There's been a trade.
No. Well, oh, Will, I had you slotted for the war room at 3:15.
Yeah, this is the war room.
We're
that
doing
was
it
a
now?
Trade. Yeah, did you not just hear the draft chime?
Oh, wow.
There's been
wow.
a trade.
He switched it out.
Wait, is this real news?
No.
Okay.
He's switching it
it's
out.
Hypothetical.
He's switching it out.
All right.
Yeah, this is the war room.
Cook, Will. Cook, yeah. Will.
The war room. The Packers have traded the 23rd pick, the 87th pick, and the 124th pick to the Falcons for the 15th pick in the draft. You can choose Will Johnson, cornerback from Michigan, Tet McMillan, wide receiver Arizona, or Matthew Golden, the wide receiver from Texas.
Boy,
who are we picking?
Boy, steep. What is that, the third round and fifth round draft pick to move up 8 spots?
Yeah.
Oof.
This is a hypothetical world for real, because Goody ain't doing all that. I can tell you what I'm doing. Will Johnson coming off of ACL. Can't risk it. Can't risk him not being healthy. Matthew Golden, I'm sure he's fast. He's nice. Listen, that boy.
You fall in love with little Tet Tet.
Tatoria.
It was
McMillan.
It was Coop last year. Now,
listen, the Tet Tet Mac. I'm telling you, boy, I like him big. I like him fast. I like him strong. I'm like him. I don't know if he's Samoan or not, but McMillan is the way to go. Tatoria McMillan is for sure the way I would go with this pick. If the Green Bay Packers move up, it better be for my boy Tet. I hope he falls to him, but if they make a trade like this, it's got to be the guy that Goody was the only one to show up to his private workout. Only GM, only general manager in the NFL to show up. That's his boy. That's his man. He was just up for 30 player. You know, you get 30 visits, pre-draft visits. Yeah. He was just up in Green Bay for that as well. I'm telling you, Tatoria McMillan.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm right there with you. Tatorium McMillan, what is it?
To say Tatorium McMillan. No, get that one. Put some respect on Tatorium's name, baby.
I like Tet because there's so many good nicknames. Tetris, King Tet. I mean, there's just so
touchdown,
many ways.
Okay, so now you're drafting a player based off a nickname.
He has 300 yards in the first game of the year last
it's
year.
It's all about branding. It's all about marketing. But for real, I saw his player comps. Mike Evans,
mm-hmm.
T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
I could take a Mike Evans and a T. Higgins on the Green Bay Packers. Not only that, I mean, in basically.
10, is it 11 straight years now or 10 of 1,000 yards for Mike Evans?
I think it's 11.
Crazy.
Future Hall of Famer. But when it comes to this, I mean, he was basically a bona fide top 10 no matter what. But this, you know, this not watching film thing is
Who cares?
In Green Bay, he's going to be watching film. I mean, what else are you going to be during
paying
the season?
Attention?
Is he going to be, and honestly, Jordan Love is going to be on him to make sure he's watching film, not like the other wide receivers that are in the wrong place. He is a game-changing wide receiver number one. I would be thrilled at this trade, Will. Give me
Tetaroa McMillan.
You've said it 8 different ways.
Once he becomes a Packer, I'll figure it out.
Mr. Johnson, sorry, I'm not big on the ACLs, especially at youth. I'm now scarred from the Rashawn Gary ACL injury, second contract. It's one of those things where it usually takes some time. Like, 1 year you get comfortable with your knee, second year you're feeling a lot better. Just not where I want to go if I'm investing that many picks to move up. I'm going to go with the speedster, man. A 4.29.
He can fly.
It's golden.
Yeah, he can fly.
That's like what they need, because the word speedster in Mecole Hardman might have been used 10 years ago, but that's not what he's on the team to be. He's on the team to be a specialist kick returner, punt returner type player. And so when I think about Christian Watson in the timeline of November, I don't even put the timeline at November. I put it as, like, if he comes back, great. I hope he can help the team. But you just never know on recovery, and especially for a guy coming off an ACL, is he trusting it? Is he able to have the same speed and impact that he had as he was having a better second half of the season last year for the Packers? 4.29, you need speed.
You're talking about a speedster over a bona fide receiver.
I mean, you're talking about somebody who can
run
past.
I'm pretty sure I saw Xavier Worthy as a speedster make an impact with a franchise that is trying to replace a Hall of Fame tight end and a number one pass catcher.
Yeah, bona fide wide receiver.
I like what Xavier
nice.
Worthy did in a rookie year, and I like what he's able to do. You can't teach speed. And what the Packers don't have that position is somebody with outright speed. This may be a little Goody-ish as well, if I'm being honest, in terms of he's going to see that 4.29. Again, this is in the Will War Room scenario where we've given up the third and fifth round pick to move up to 15 here. Give me golden.
I mean, listen.
Wait, we've done this. It's Will's time to shine. Not you to keep talking about Tet.
The Packers have made a divisional trade with the Bears.
Oh, hell wow. No.
They've traded Rashawn Gary in a second round pick to move up to number 10. You have Tyler Warren, tight end from Penn State, Jalen Walker, Georgia edge rusher, and Ashton Gentry, the running back from Boise State. Who we taking?
Well, that's easy. You're not taking a tight end because you already got your tight end. You're not taking a running back because you got your running back.
If you're trading up that early, you're definitely not taking a tight end.
You're taking your edge guy. You're taking, Jalen Warren his name?
Jalen Walker.
Walker, thank you.
Jalen Warren.
From Georgia. That's who I'm
Jalen taking. Warren, the Pittsburgh running back?
Do we want Goody to take another Georgia Bulldog?
That is a valid point.
He does turn those Georgia Bulldogs into Georgia Bull pups.
I'm for sure going with Jalen Walker. I mean, you got to get your edge rusher. It is one of your needs. Tight end, running back, flashy, nice, but we're good to go there. You got to go get your edge rusher. I would be more than okay with it. He's only 6'1". 6'1", 240. That better be all speed for Jalen Walker.
I would probably go Jalen Walker as well. When I think about Lucas Van Ness and the, you know, early 13th pick in the draft, in which you don't get the productivity, didn't have the productivity in college. At least Jalen Walker had a consistent rise at Georgia. He upped his sacks every single year, upped his total tackles, upped his, pass deflection. Like, you name a stat. He has upped the productivity, and based off of the getting sick of looking at the lack of, is he a production guy? Like, Quay Walker wasn't even the best linebacker of the crew.
Yeah.
Devontae Wyatt wasn't even the best defensive lineman of the Bulldogs at the time. But they fit what Goody was trying to do from a metric standpoint. This is our war room with Will of hypotheticals. I would go, obviously, with the edge rush.
First team All-American and Butkus Award winner. So that's production with a bold right there.
Not a bullpup.
Once they become a Packer, we need to evaluate that.
Hypothetically, if the Packers...
Yeah, by the way, Complicated Fella chimes in. Your war room is really interesting. Ain't no way the Packers and Bears are trading with you.
No. Just hypothetically. How do we feel about this? The Packers trade a second and a fourth round pick to the Dolphins for Jalen Ramsey and a sixth round pick next year.
Ooh.
That's too much for Jalen.
A second and a fourth, and we get Jalen Ramsey and a sixth?
And a sixth.
Too much for Jalen. He's not.
That's too much, Bob. You ever watched The Price is Right as a kid when you were sick?
No.
Unfortunate for
you. I remember him from Happy Gilmore, though, Bob Barker.
Yeah. Well, do you at least watch Drew Carey on Price is Right?
No.
God bless, what's going on with America?
The Price is Right, not what it used to be. Man.
I know, but still, yeah. It's like, you know, you had the Jell-O and the ginger ale on the couch when you were sick, and you'd watch The Price is Right.
That is
10 to 11. That is a core memory.
Some of
everyone
us didn't have
sick
days. I know you get a lot of those. You're used to that. That's the problem.
What actual sick day have I taken other than the concussion?
Nah, I mean, you were sick. I don't know. You
had the flu. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean,
and you worked with the flu. You took work meetings, but you didn't want to be on the show.
So you wanted me to give you influenza?
You could have had a kit.
I did have a kit.
Oh, but you decided not to use it?
I did the show from my basement.
Yeah, but then you didn't.
Well, anyways, sick day, boy.
Well, you know. Oh, yeah, we're not doing this right.
Well,
Brad, a second round pick for Jalen.
Well, first, former teammate, so I could welcome him into Wisconsin.
You think he remembers you?
Oh, for sure.
That's
for
what's
sure.
up.
Yeah, yeah, cool. He'll remember me.
Brad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Punter, man. Punter. How you been,
yeah,
man?
Good to see you. The dude plays. I mean, in 2023, an injury put him out 10 games. But generally speaking, throughout his entire career, dude plays 16, 17 games. So he is a hoss. Pro Bowler, trying to do how many here? 7-time Pro Bowler, 3-time AP as early as 2021, Pro Bowler in 2023. I mean, the guy can play. Now he's going to be 31. So for Goody, that might be a little bit hesitant. His cap hit is $16 million and $25 million. This is still less than Jair on any given year. So you got him for 2 years. You've got your secondary done then. Hobbs, Jalen Ramsey. He's still got it, though.
He's old in attitude.
This is why this is another hypothetical that Will needs to work on. There ain't no way Goody trained for somebody as old as
that. How was he in the locker room, Brad?
Super cocky, but in a good way, like in a cornerback way.
Does it fit in Green Bay with this roster?
I think he could be...
Great.
I'm trying to think of how to say
so Jordan Love throws some interceptions and lose the game. What is he saying after the game during a press conference when he has mice in his face?
I don't think he's one to like actively create a stir. He's just like super confident in himself. And
I don't give a damn if he creates a stir if he's getting game-winning interceptions.
No, I know. I'm talking
talk
about...
Talk your talk.
Okay.
He is one of the most athletic guys.
Man, you really are scared of people showing personality. Really bought into the Packer backer, you know, just be part of the system.
I'm big on chemistry, especially with these young guys. They're impressionable.
But don't
they're
you
still
need
young.
Do you need dogs? Jalen Ramsey is a dog. He will add
because Keyshawn Nixon doesn't dap up Jair Alexander after they get a pass deflection and then get scored on.
Yeah,
the same.
But that's fun. That's different. Like I don't. Jalen is messy.
Messy.
Yeah, he's messy.
What are you talking about, former teammate?
NFL player sister pregnant?
I mean, I don't know.
And then he dogged her?
What does that even mean?
I don't even know what that means, but that's Ben. That's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Brad Nordman.
I'm just saying.
Part-time Will running the show.
Dogged her.
I begrudgingly are going to bring up a scenario that's going to... I'm looking forward to this scenario. Kyle and Brad don't know a question that I have. I'm actually going to slip around to the producer booth and tell part-time Will what's going on up next. It's a scenario in which it's almost like Sophie's Choice for Kyle Wallace and Brad Nordman. You guys know Sophie's Choice?
Is Sophie a dog?
No.
That's our dog.
Sophie's Choice?
Who?
Sophie's Choice?
Sophie's Choice?
Do you know Sophie's Choice?
No idea.
That's what a lot of people listening say. I don't know what it is.
Sophie's Choice.
Is this a child thing?
No.
Is this an old school thing?
No.
What movie is this from?
It's a situation where a person is forced to make a deeply difficult choice between two equally undesirable or tragic outcomes.
Is it from the movie Sophie's Choice?
Isn't that the same thing as...
Think of The Dark Knight when the Batman has to think about saving either Rachel... or Harvey Dent.
Yeah.
Mm.
Even though Joker messed with him, you have to choose between two things and you don't like either outcome.
Isn't the more common phrase the lesser of two evils?
I feel like Sophie's Choice. Get on the Carbless talking text line.
No, I don't. I've
like,
never
Sophie's
heard
Choice is well known. 800-990-3776.
Is Sophie's
Choice? Do you know what Sophie's Choice means?
It's a movie, Meryl Streep.
guarantee this is like,
have you seen 70% that movie?
1982
movie.
No, but I know
movie.
The context of what Sophie's Choice is.
I think it was Sophie's Choice, the movie, did she have to make a choice between a lover and a death?
Sophie's Choice for Kyle and Brad is next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
What's going on? Big, come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You got to be better.
I know where I'm at, but I'm giving it my all.
I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Green and growing, better each year.
The Bucks don't stop here.
This has definitely got to be in the 70s, right?
Yeah, this feels 70s.
Do we have a date on this one?
Posted on YouTube 9 years ago. No way.
No. But.
It's a great pun.
I do love the 2000 version that you guys played earlier. All right. Since we're a little late, I'm going to throw the Sophie's Choice out there for you guys.
Yeah, I don't.
Are we going to marinate on it?
Still, you can marinate it.
Who is Sophie and why does she have
don't
a choice?
Don't worry about the actual definition of Sophie.
No, I want to get to the root of Sophie and why is she so damn important.
It's just a saying, Kyle.
No, I want to know why she was
could you,
important.
You're literally killing me. I'm trying to get you to answer
right,
something that the
leave.
Audience
okay.
will be fascinated to see what you two will choose. Would you rather the Packers draft an offensive lineman in the first round, which, on record, fair, both of you guys are like
disgusted
the most disgusted.
By it.
Kyle, your one word for that would be?
Just appalled.
Or the Bucks lose in the first round, but the Packers don't draft an offensive lineman in the first round.
Oh, I mean, this is easy.
If it's that easy, we'll find out in 2 minutes.